Bechoros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph 4:1, and we continue to discuss the halachos of the Bechor, Behema Tahora, the kosher species of cow, goat, or sheep, their firstborn offspring. If it's a male, what to do with it? And the answer is, of course, you give it to a Kohen. The thing is, the Kohen's is being receiving it as a gift. It's one of the gifts to Kohanim, as sort of almost like a proxy to of giving it to Hashem, if you will. And when you give a gift, it has to be done right in the derech of gedula and kavod, in a proper, respectable kind of way. And therefore, the same way you don't give gifts without gift wrapping them, it's not nice. So you shouldn't give animals a gift if it needs still a lot of care. So the point of our mission, therefore, is, the first half of the mission is, how young of a Bechor should you give to a Kohen? Because if it's too young, basically you're giving the Kohen a lot of work to sort of be like the farmer to tend to this newborn baby lamb or kid or calf. And that's not gift wrap, that's like a burden. So therefore the mission is going to say, you can't give it too young. You have to give it when it's a little more mature and able to be, more take care of itself, that there's much less work on the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Ad kama Yisrael chayavan lihitapel b'bachor. For how long is the farmer, that's a Yisrael, required to deal with the raising of the newborn male cow, goat, or sheep before giving it to a Kohen? B'vehema daka ad shloshim yom. If you're talking about a small animal, meaning a sheep or a goat, the answer is 30 days. After 30 days, you give it to a Kohen. Uvagasa, if you're talking about a bigger animal, meaning a cow, then chamishim yom, you should take care of it for 50 days and then give it to the Kohen. Therefore, you're taking like the burden of raising these like tiny newborn creatures off of the Kohen. Rabbi Yossi omer bedaka shlosha chadashim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, when it comes to the goats and the sheep, you actually should keep it for 3 months because their teeth aren't fully developed yet and they need to nurse, and taking it from their mother early would just cause a lot of problems for everybody. Okay, now the halacha is like the chachamim, meaning it's 30 days for the small animals and 50 days for the big animals, no, meaning cows. Where did they get that from? So really they based it on a pasuk. This is an asmachta, the pasuk, so it's just an allusion in the pasuk. But basically, the pasuk refers to bikurim, first fruits, and also pidyon haben, firstborn human children. And it also mentions the giving of the animals, the goats, the cows and the goats and sheep, as a bechor. So actual pasuk says inside, Mleyascha v'dimacha lo ta'acher, this is referring to not delaying the bring of bikurim, in short. Bechor banecha titen li, and then it also mentions the giving the first of the firstborn, like the pidyon haben male child. And then the pasuk goes on to say, referring to the bechoros of kosher animals, Ken ta'ase l'shorcha l'tzonecha, and do the same regarding your cows and your flocks, meaning your goats and your sheep. So although the pasuk doesn't mean what we're about to say, but it's Chazal see that they're linking up, they're like lining up the shore, the newborn bechor cow with bikurim, and the tzon, the newborn bechor goats and sheep, with pidyon haben. And the same when it comes to bikurim, so the fruits start to ripen at Pesach time, and they are brought as bikurim on Shavuos time 50 days later. So then 50 days will be the time for the shor for cows. And since pidyon haben happens after 30 days, you have to make sure that, for the pasuk says, the child should be 30 days old, and the 31st day to pidyon haben, so too that the goats and sheep should be 30 days before you pass monthly kohen. That's the asmachta, and that's where it's based on. And that actually, bottom line, is actually the halacha as the Rambam codifies it. Okay? Now, what if the issue is that the Kohen isn't, he comes by earlier. He wants it before 30 days or 50 days. Amar lo HaKohen besoch zman zeh. What if within that time frame, on day 27, the Kohen says, I'm here now anyways, just can I please have the Bechor? He says, Tineu li, if he says, please give it to me early, Hareze lo yitno lo. The farmer should not give it to the Kohen. The reason why is because it looks like the farmer is essentially getting the Kohen to do his dirty work for him, right? The same way, if the farmer would say, listen, I'll help you do the threshing and then give me like the truma, you may not do that because it looks like you're putting the Kohen to work. It's supposed to be a gift to him. So too, if you're taking the newborn cow, goat, sheep and giving it to the Kohen early, it looks like you're making him deal the dirty work of like the animal husbandry when it should be really your responsibility. It's like not wrapping the present. Okay? Now, im hayabal mum, if the animal were already blemished, okay, and Amar lo, and the Kohen says, on day 27, let's call it, but it has a mom already. Tenli she'ochlenu. He says, give it to me now, but I'm not going to do any work at all, so it won't look like I'm working. I want to eat it today. I'm making a barbecue. So then, mutter, you're allowed to give it to the kohen because there's no reason, it doesn't look in any way like he's doing your dirty work. Uvashasa mikdash, and in the time when the base of mikdash stood, if he said imhayim tamim, and we're talking about a bechor that was, you know, without blemish, and therefore it's eligible to be brought as a korban. If he says amarlo, the kohen says to the Israel farmer, tenli she'akrivenu, give me the animal now. Anything past 8 days, the animal could be brought as a korban. So therefore, if he says, listen, I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow, I want to bring my bechor and eat barbecue over there, so give it to me early, please. Mutar, it's similarly permitted, because again, it doesn't look like you're getting the kohen to do your dirty work for you. He's simply asking for it early, and he's going to eat it right away. That's the halacha. Now, the last part of the Mishnah says about the deadlines. So it says, Bechor ne'echal shana v'shana bein tamim bein balmum. The bechor should be eaten in its first year, let's call it, whether it's a balmum or a bechor or a tamim. I'll explain in a second. Shneimar, there's actually a pasuk which says, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu shana v'shana. You should eat it before Hashem year by year. Okay, so the Gemara ends up saying what we're talking here about is a year measured on the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar. So if we're talking from the 17th of Sivan to the next 17th of Sivan, it doesn't matter if it's a leap year, it doesn't matter, you know, we're not talking about the same, you know, it has to be all like the same Tavshin Pei base, whatever it is, not like that. It's, you know, from anniversary to anniversary in the Jewish calendar. Worth noting, however, is that if we're talking about a animal that's a tamim brought as a korban, so then the first 8 days, since it's not eligible anyways, the first 7 days, let's call it, it's not eligible to be brought as a korban, those don't count. So it would be from the 1 year anniversary from its when it turned 8 days old. That's the 1 year that it could be brought as a korban. So the point is that if you're supposed to, if it's a balmum, you're supposed to eat it promptly, not let it linger about. And if it's a tamim, you're supposed to bring it, not let it linger about, all in its first year. Okay, if one fails to do that, it'll be over a mitzvah asay of this pasuk here. Okay. In addition, like a different point, which has its own halachas, am I getting to? I'm just speaking out. There's a prohibition regarding kachim called bal ta'acher or lo ta'acher. Says the pasuk, don't delay in bringing it. So once you have an obligation to bring a korban, let's say you volunteer like a olor shlamim, you got to bring it without delay. The definition of delay ends up being like three regalim past not bringing it. Okay. So a bechor is born already consecrated and very likely he has the same obligations of Baal Ta'achar, you have to bring him by the third regal. That's an independent issue, and if one would delay past the first year, would be over that that prohibition as well. Now, the last point I just want to say is that this all is true, but don't forget that the most common case, like nowadays, if you will, is there's no Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, while it is permitted to slaughter and eat a Bechor, and let's just say it's a, you know, let's say you have a kohen, it's not a problem. The kohen could eat the bechor if it's a balmum. But in a situation where you can't eat it because it's not a balmum and there's no base mitzvah to bring it as a korban, so then the animal's going to linger past the first year, of course. Okay, there's nothing you could do. You can't eat it early just because the year is coming if it's not a balmum and you haven't got a base mitzvah to bring it. There's no way to get around that problem.